תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. We are grateful for the opportunity to come together as one with one heart. Help us find new ways to strengthen the connection between us during the lesson and throughout the day. Let us realize the love of friends and overcome all the distractions that our ego uses to distance us from each other. May you become revealed in our tents and groups so that your Shekhinah may dwell in us and be a source of light for all of humanity, and there will be peace in the world.
Please, Rav.
The whole of creation that the Creator created, as he himself says, he is, I created the evil inclination. And against it, I created the spice of Torah. That through the Torah, through the reforming light, meaning the force of bestowal that comes from the Creator, we need to correct our evil inclination, which is opposite the Creator, and reach the desire to bestow, the Creator's desire. Therefore, it turns out, as it says here in the title, the Torah was created only opposite the evil inclination. That's the purpose of the Torah, and this is all of our work, is only to invert the evil inclination within us to a good inclination, to a force of bestowal. Well, let's see what Rabash writes about it.
The article, What is the Torah, speaks only against the evil inclination in the work from Rabash. It is written, if you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God delivers them into your hands, and you see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you take her for yourself as a wife. Rashi interprets, the Torah speaks only against the evil inclination. That if the Creator does not permit her, he will marry her under prohibition. We should understand this. Would it not be better if the Creator had not empowered the evil inclination to incite him into transgression? Then it would not be needed to permit her, because he would not marry her under prohibition. We should also understand what Rashi's interpretation means in the work. Concerning the verse, if you go out to war, that it speaks of optional war. What is optional war in the work? Also, we should understand what our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. It seems as though I have created the Torah for the evil inclination. That is, were it not for the evil inclination, there would be no need for the Torah. Here too we should ask, but he had another way, namely, not to create the evil inclination. And then, there would be no need for the Torah. It is known that only thanks to the Torah the world exists. As our sages said, were it not for my covenant day and night, I would not establish the ordinances of heaven and earth. But here, it implies that he created the Torah because of the evil inclination. We should understand this in the work. We must know who is the evil inclination for whom the Torah had to be created. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. We should also understand why the Torah is called a spice. We see that when we cook some dish for a meal, in order for the dish to be tasty, we put a spice in the dish. This means that the main thing is the dish, and the spice is only an addition that gives flavor. But according to what is said, the Torah is only a spice. It follows that the main thing is the evil inclination, and the Torah only gives flavor to the evil inclination.
And
the Torah only gives flavor to the evil inclination. How can we understand this? Since the Torah is the main thing, as it is written, for they are our lives and the length of our days. According to what is explained in the introduction to the study of Ten Sfirot, we understand that the evil inclination is the will to receive delight and pleasure, which is called the evil inclination. This is the heart of creation. That is the thing of which we can say that a new thing was made in the world, which did not exist before he created it, is only the desire to receive pleasure. This desire, the yearning to receive delight and pleasure, did not exist prior to the creation of the world. Since in the Creator, there are no lacks or desires that he needs to receive. He says there, why did he create this desire? It is for the purpose of creation. Since the creation of the world was because he desires to do good. And we see in our nature that the Creator created that there are delight and pleasure only from things the body craves. Moreover, the measure of delight and pleasure depends on the yearning. For this reason, he created in us a desire to receive delight and pleasure. And this is the heart of creation. In other words, if this will to receive did not exist in the world, there would be no one to receive the delight and pleasure that he wishes to give to the creatures. It follows that the heart of creation is the will to receive delight and pleasure. And without it, it is impossible to speak of creation. However, we should understand why the will to receive is called evil inclination. And if it is truly evil, why did he create it? The thing is that since the Creator wanted them not to feel unpleasantness when they receive the delight and pleasure, and it is also in the nature that the Creator created, that every branch wants to resemble its root. And since our root, meaning the Creator, is the giver, and the created beings who must receive from him are opposite from the Creator. They feel shame about this. For this reason, a restriction and concealment were placed, where the delight and pleasure do not shine for the vessels of the will to receive for oneself, but only where they want to receive the delight and pleasure because the Creator wants to give, as this was the purpose of creation, for His desire is to do good to His creations. And the Creator wants, and the creature wants to obey the King's commandment and therefore receives. This is a correction called receiving in order to bestow. For this reason, two systems were made, systems of Kedusha and systems of impurity, of Tum'ah and Klipot. It is as it is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, He imprinted the desire to bestow in the system of Abiya of Kedusha, removed the will to receive for themselves from them, and placed it in the system of the world's Abiya of Tumah. Because of this, they have become separated from the Creator and from all the worlds of Kedusha. It follows that this will to receive is called the evil inclination, because it causes all the evil in the world. Because of it, the creatures cannot receive delight and pleasure. And because of it, they remain without vitality of Kedusha, since the delight and abundance cannot shine in a place where using it was prohibited. This happened to us because of the cascading of the worlds, where from the will to receive emerged the klipot into the world and govern man. And he is utterly incapable of emerging from their governance unless by the power of Torah and mitzvot, where there is the light of Torah, and the light in it reforms him, meaning sets him free from the governance of the will to receive for himself. Now we can understand what we asked, why Rashi interpreted the verse, and you take her for yourself as a wife, by bringing the explanation of our sages. The Torah speaks only against the evil inclination. Let him eat the flesh of slaughtered carcasses, but not the flesh of carcasses that were not slaughtered. Some ask, why did the Creator give the evil inclination the power to incite him into transgression? Would it not be better if the Creator had not empowered the inciter, and there would be no need to permit him the forbidden? Our sages said about this, the Torah speaks only against the evil inclination. The answer is that in the work, the evil inclination is called the will to receive for himself. Without the will to receive, there would not be creation whatsoever. Wherever the will to receive sees some pleasure, it wants to satisfy its want. And by wanting to satisfy its want, it is possible to enjoy the thing for which it yearns. Since the Creator created this nature, it does not suffer changes. However, there is a place for the corrections, which is not to cancel them, but to add to them something by which the thing is corrected. However, this does not change nature, since the Creator created nature, and the will to receive is something that the Creator created. Hence, man is powerless to cancel it. The general correction is the intention to bestow. This is called mitigation of the judgments. That is, the judgment that was done where it is forbidden to use the will to receive and enjoy for one's own benefit is because by this we come into disparity of form from the Creator. However, when receiving because the Creator wants us to receive, and for ourselves we would rather not receive, by this the judgment of prohibition on reception is mitigated. However, we must know that this quality of receiving in order to bestow is a real correction. That is, the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations, cannot come true unless in this manner. Meaning, when he does use the desire to receive pleasure, yet remains in vikut, which is equivalence of form. That is, if he receives but does not enjoy, this reception is not regarded as doing good, since we do not speak of what he receives, but of what he enjoys. In other words, the upper one wants the lower one to enjoy. And if a person does not enjoy, then he has received nothing from the upper one. This is called mitigation of the judgments. This is the heart of wholeness. However, there are things that can be sorted from the perspective of the upper roots, so they work in order to bestow. And there are things that are forbidden to use, even in order to bestow. In other words, a person cannot say that he wants to do something that is forbidden, yet aim to bestow. If the thing is forbidden, it is because with respect to branch and root, there are things that the Torah prohibited, and there are things that the Torah permitted. In general, we should make three discernments in the Torah.
Aleph, Dvar Mitzvah.
One, mitzvah.
Dvar reshut.
Two, permission.
Dvar isur.
Three, prohibition.
Bidvar mitzvah va'avera tzrichim lihiyot zehirim.
We must be careful with mitzvah and with transgression, even with an act without an aim. For there is a matter of mitzvah in practice, even when he has no intention.
Bidvar isur. Yesh, avera,
likewise, with prohibition, there is a transgression in the action, even without any intention. But the main work on the intention is in what is permitted, meaning when there is no mitzvah in doing it, yet no transgression if he does not do it. Then, when he does what is permitted, meaning when he aims for the sake of the Creator while performing the permitted thing, That permitted thing enters the Kedusha. Then it is called a mitzvah. In other words, it emerges from being permission and enters the realm of mitzvah. And precisely here is the heart of the war against the inclination. Since the body tells him that there is no prohibition, so why deny yourself from doing it? But when a person must answer it, he can tell it, I must perform a mitzvah. Hence, when I do a mitzvah, I've done something. And then I also have a mitzvah. As our sages have said, he sat and did not perform a mitzvah, it's as if he has performed a mitzvah. But when you tell me to do something of permission, even if I cannot aim for the sake of above, it's not a mitzvah. Hence, I did not do anything.
And I do not want to be an idle worker, meaning to do things that are a waste.
Because
that with the work of mitzvot and transgressions, the work is mandatory. But with what is permitted, when there are no imperatives pertaining to this act, specifically then, the intention makes it a reality, admitting it into Kedusha. According to the above, should interpret what Rashi interpreted about the verse, if you go out to war, that it speaks of optional war. In the work, we should interpret permission, optional, as having to aim in order to bestow. There is the main work on the inclination. Since there is no prohibition on the act, hence the inclination sees that the person wants to uproot it from the world, that is, with regard to mitzvot and transgressions that a person does in action, the inclination does not show much resistance, since the person does not say that he wants to work only for the sake of the Creator. But when he begins to work on the aim to bestow, and not for the sake of the body, the real work with the evil inclination begins. Since the Torah and mitzvot were given in order to cleanse Israel, it is as it is written, these are the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind if one slaughters at the throat or one who slaughters at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people. And that cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from keeping all the Torah and mitzvot. It follows that only when speaking with the body concerning the intention for the sake of the Creator, when we want to annul self-benefit, then is the real dispute with the body. This is evident precisely when there is war against inclination on permitted matters. At that time, the war is not over the act, there is no prohibition on the act. The war can be only on the aim, where a person wants it to be only for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of the body. Rather, he wants to kill the body. As our sages said, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it. Now we can interpret what we asked. Why did the Torah permit the beautiful woman? Since the Torah speaks only against the evil imagination. After all, the Creator had an easier way where he would not need to permit a beautiful woman. Meaning, he would not give the evil inclination the power to incite him, and he would not need to change and permit something forbidden. What is the answer? The Torah speaks only against the evil inclination. Literally, it is very difficult to understand the matter of the prohibition, of the permission of a beautiful woman. It is just as there are those who ask, why did the Creator not permit other prohibitions when he has a great lust for the prohibited thing? Indeed, we should answer about this that we have no idea about Torah mitzvot, that it is inconceivable to the human intellect. Instead, this is a spiritual matter that the Creator decreed. As our sages said, one should not ask, should not say, pork flesh is impossible, but rather it is possible, but what can I do if my Father in heaven so decreed upon me? In other words, the whole of the Torah and mitzvot are decrees of the Creator, and man's intellect does not reach there. Naturally, we cannot ask why the Torah permitted a beautiful woman. We should interpret what we asked. What is the meaning of I've created the evil inclination, I've created for it the Torah as a spice? This implies that the evil inclination is the heart of the matter, and the Torah is not the main thing, but it is like an addition to the dish. According to what is explained in the introduction to Tess, the heart of creation is the will to receive delight and pleasure. The reason why the Creator created the will to receive is that he wished to do good to his creations, but due to disparity of form between the giver and the receiver, it was given to us to correct it into working in order to bestow, by which the disparity of form in the will to receive will be corrected. Therefore follows that the main thing that receives the pleasure is the will to receive. However, if it receives for its own sake, it is called evil inclination, because the disparity of form in it causes it to be separated from the Creator, and the delight and pleasure do not reach the separated vessels because of the correction of the restriction. Hence, in order for the will to receive, to be able to receive the delight and pleasure, the evil inclination must be given a spice by which there will be a flavor in the will to receive. Meaning that there will be delight and pleasure in the will to receive. If it is not given, the spice, which is the will to bestow, then there will be no flavor in the will to receive, because it will have nothing, since the delight and pleasure does not reach there. However, there are four discernments to make here. One, the vessel, which receives the pleasure. Two, the pleasure that the vessel receives must have a pleasant state, a taste. That is, it must not have shame in it, but they must feel a good taste. Three, a good taste is the will to bestow. This is called that the will to bestow spices up the dish so it is tasty. Four, it is possible to receive this flavor called will to bestow specifically through the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. This means that the Torah, meaning the light in it, gives the will to bestow, and the will to bestow gives a flavor that removes the shame from the dish, because the shame spoils all the flavor that can be found in the dish, for which the giver cannot give any of the real pleasures. Because when it reaches the vessels of the lower one, everything will be spoiled. This is all of our work, to obtain vessels that are suitable for the abundance. Now we can interpret the Torah speaks only against the evil inclination. Everything that is forbidden or permitted is according to what the Creator decreed. That is, there are things that can be corrected and admitted into Kedusha even before the end of correction. And this is why we were given 613 mitzvot. This is the reason why the Torah permitted the beautiful woman through the corrections presented in the Torah. This is above our intellect to attain what the Creator permitted and what the Creator prohibited. Hence, we have no clue so that we can ask, why did the Torah permit it? Since the whole matter of Torah and mitzvot is to cleanse Israel with them. Hence, the permission that the Torah permitted a beautiful woman through the corrections is also with the intention to cleanse people. And we won't be able to attain it. So I didn't quite understand. Maybe you can explain a little bit about what is this permission and what it's trying to tell us in this article, because I didn't really understand what it's trying to tell us.
That we need to learn how to go above reason. And therefore, there is special work here against that pleasure that we cannot overcome. However, in the manner in which we receive it in order to observe it, and specifically by this, we come to a state in which all the revelations of the desire to receive and desire to bestow will be received in us in a direct manner. PT 5.
It says that the most important thing is the permission. What is this? What is the permission in our work now? What does he mean?
Today in the work for us, it's that a person feels that he has before him several discernments and several actions and a few decisions. And he needs to choose from them what the path is that leads him to all the way to adhesion to the Creator.
Can you give an example? Maybe I understand the theory, but practically during the day, what does it mean that I'm realizing the permission?
Shani.
When I, in every straight, every state, every action, every movement, every decision, I choose in order to bestow, in place of in order to receive.
Okay, can I add another question?
Yes.
In the end, it seems like our main concern is about how much reforming light we have awakened on ourselves.
Yes.
So we went through many times in our society. What today is the most effective in awakening the maximum reforming light in all of the actions that we do?
What he writes for us. It's not dependent on the article that we're reading, but to the extent in which we understand that we are on the path that we decide the essence of the action which we choose to advance on the way. We need to reach love. Very simply. Love. And here is the whole point that we're not capable.
So if I summarize both your answers, there's a sentence here where he writes that the war is precisely about the inclination. So this is what I should take, that we have to fight over the inclination together in the ten?
Yes, of course. The fact that we can connect, that's for sure. But the work is what we want to achieve by the connection that we have. And that's our intent.
He writes that a person receives because the Creator wants him to receive. As for himself, it would have been better if he wouldn't receive. So the question is, how a pleasure that a person wants so much in order to receive becomes a pleasure that if he would be better off not to receive it? What about the lust that's there?
That passion doesn't disappear. It's just that it's more convenient for him. He can't overcome this coveting at this point in order to correct it and his attitude towards it. But rather he simply distances from it.
We want to activate the intention. We're not drawn to it. The whole pleasure that you want to receive so much in order to receive, what do we replace it with so that you will want to perform an act with an intention for the benefit of the Creator?
That's the whole thing, that you have to receive it in order to bestow this passion, this yearning.
But there is no such lust.
Good. There's no drive to do such an action.
There's no drive to do such a thing.
Okay, we will learn how to receive in order to bestow, nevertheless.
Buenas noches, querido Rav y Kli Mundial.
Good evening, dear Rav, World Kli.
La mujer hermosa
solo la vemos con el
beautiful woman,
los sentidos, solo la podemos ver realmente como
do we see her only with our intellect and our senses, or is it something that we can see truly when we bestow to the Creator?
It's when the Creator bestows to us, we distinguish in His bestow the beautiful woman.
Woman PT6.
Woman PT6.
Shalom Rav, Chavarim.
Hello Rav, friends. He writes that in the matter of permission, there's no problem with it, but when they do it for the sake of the Creator, it enters Kedusha. My question is, if we effort in love of friends, is it permission or is it a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah, commandment.
Meaning that there's no choice in it?
There is no choice in it, none. Love of friends, love your friend as yourself. It's the greatest mitzvah.
Can we get a tangible example of what a matter of permission is?
Well, try.
There is the paragraph in the, it's written, just as Sages said, he sat and he did not transgress, as if he did a mitzvah. But when you tell me to do something of permission, even if I can't aim for the sake of the Creator, hence that is not a mitzvah. If so, I have not done a thing, and I don't want to be an idle worker, meaning where I am performing an action, and this action is idle. So he's asking, what is it to be an idle worker? What does it mean that he's doing something idle?
That by this, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't advance, he doesn't move away. That's what it means to be an idle worker.
Belarus.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как правильно воевать со злым началом и превращать его в доброе начало? Может, какие-то рекомендации?
How to battle the evil inclination correctly and make it the good inclination? Is there some kind of recommendations how to do so?
First of all, we need to understand what is the evil inclination? And which actions of ours cause the sorting, the scrutiny of the evil inclination. And then we will be able to work opposite it.
Mark Free.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. What is beauty in spirituality?
Beauty in spirituality is the ability to receive, in order to receive or in order to bestow, depending on which kind of beauty.
It depends on the amount of corrections.
Well, if it's in one direction, then yes. In the other direction, no.
Meaning it's an acquired quality? We can acquire it, yes?
Beauty in spirituality is only what you can acquire. In clothing in reflected light.
Дорогой Рав, вот этот пример с красивой женщиной, это пример.
Dear Rav, this example of the beautiful woman is a.
Получать ради отдачи.
No. Is it the example of using the lust for in order to bestow?
In general, yes.
What's the depth that we can use such a powerful desire and how to use it in order to bestow?
Oh, you will see. We need to learn more. In the meantime, it's not clear how it is possible to receive it in order to bestow.
If we're talking about every desire that is strong, and appears in a person. It's written there that we need to prepare the vessels to receive the abundance from the Creator. How can we prepare in such a state the vessels to receive the abundance? Does He want us to receive it, or?
Yes, ultimately the Creator is interested in that we will receive everything in reflected light.
And how can we build such reflected light?
This is what we
learned.
Only that we connect together, and then our reflected light will be sufficient to receive, you know.
What does that mean, put myself to death over the Torah?
That a person, in order to get closer to the mitzvah, has to revoke his will to receive. Will receive in order to receive, and correct it so it is in order to bestow, and then receive in order to bestow whatever he has in front of him.
Quel est notre travail dans la dizaine pour obtenir les kelim qui conviennent afin de recevoir?
What is the work in the ten in order to receive the correct vessels to receive the true pleasures? And what are the true pleasures?
The true pleasures is that we can receive them. They will not run away from us because they will be in vessels of bestowal. Like the pleasure itself, likewise the vessel will be in the same quality of to bestow. This is considered true pleasure. That is, if we receive in the vessel of receiving in order to bestow, then the pleasure remains inside the vessel and it is possible to enjoy it. Understand.
Maybe she's asking, where do I see the shame of in order to receive, that when it's concealed and a person doesn't feel it?
The shame exists inside the person in his will to receive. If he doesn't cover the will to receive with an intention to bestow, then he feels the shame that he didn't cover it.
If
he does cover the shame, that is, he has an intention to bestow, and it covers the shame, and then he doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel the shame. And if he continues to cover the shame, he reaches honor, glory. Then already he has a positive outcome from his action.
The evil incarnation is revealed only when we merit the intention in order to bestow?
The evil inclination is revealed in the intention of in order to bestow. Yes.
And he writes here that the intention specifically makes it a reality that it enters Kedusha. So that actually does it. What can you say about the reality of intentions?
Intention is everything. Intention is everything. What we exist and what we want to correct in ourselves, in how we come into contact with.
Inclination and the Torah as a spice. How is that revealed in our tent?
The evil inclination is revealed, we know how. It is made of the relationships between us in the ten, which we have not corrected yet. And the spice of Torah is what we want through the study in our connection to come closer to each other.
Question from a friend. What's the connection between receiving in order to bestow and connection with the friends?
Connection
with the friends might still be some external connection, not a vessel. But receiving in order to bestow is already a real connection. And within that connection, we create the spiritual vessel.
And how do we just make plain connection to a correct connection?
By adding to it the intention to bestow.
Turkey 8.
Where can we find the intention to bestow?
The intention to bestow, we can find it only in the Creator, who will bestow upon us and give.
Item 20, title, Because the Will to Receive is not in our root, we feel shame and intolerance in it. Our sages wrote that in order to correct this, he has prepared for us labor in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in this world, to invert the will to receive into the desire to bestow. 20. From all the above said, we learn that all the forms that extend indirectly to us from him present a difficulty to our patience and against our nature. By this you will see that the new form that was made in the receiver, namely the desire to enjoy, is not in any way inferior or deficient compared to him. Moreover, this is the primary axis of his creation. Were it not for this, there would be no creation here at all. However, the receiver, who is the carrier of this form, feels the intolerance due to his self, since this form does not exist in his root. By this, we have succeeded in understanding the answer of our sages, that this world was created because one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. This seems very perplexing, but now their words feel very pleasant to us, for they refer to the matter of disparity of form of the desire to enjoy, which necessarily exists in the souls, since one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. That is, any receiver of a present is ashamed when receiving it due to the disparity of form from the root, since the root does not have that form of reception. In order to correct this, he created this world, where the soul comes and clothes in a body. Through engagement in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bring contentment to his maker, the soul's vessels of reception are inverted into vessels of bestowal. Thus, for herself, she did not want the distinguished abundance, yet she receives the abundance in order to bring contentment to her maker, who wishes for the souls to enjoy his abundance. Because she is cleansed from the will to receive for herself, she is no longer afraid to look upon her face. And this reveals the complete perfection of the created being. The need and necessity for the long cascading to this world will be explained below, that this great labor of turning the form of reception into the form of bestowal can only be conceived in this world.
Okay, give one.
Дорогой Раф, вот тут описано, что этот стыд, что мы едим что-то чужое.
He's describing here.
Каким образом мы его исправляем? Каким образом мы к нему приходим? Потому что
from нету как бы такого. Receiving for free. How do we correct this? Because there isn't really a shame that you're eating something that isn't yours.
А затем мы начинаем ощущать.
Well, for now there isn't, but later on we begin to feel that we cannot do anything for bestowal.
Что мы не можем себя терпеть.
And the feeling that we can't stand ourselves awakens in us.
Возможность себя исправлять.
And here opens the possibility to correct ourselves.
We can't suffer ourselves. Why?
Because we are only in the quality of reception and we can't change. We feel shame toward the friends, toward the Creator, and toward ourselves.
And that connection between the friends, the connection with the Creator, the feeling of the Creator, that gives us the feeling of that free food?
No, not at first. The fact that we absorb the energy of the Creator, His quality, this doesn't worry us.
So how does the shame come?
Not at first. In the beginning, you feel shame from not changing. You feel that all the friends are changing and you're not.
So how to reach that state?
That what?
To reach that state, that it seems to me that my friends are changing and I'm not.
Because that's really so. I look at others. Because I am in a group, after all. And I see that I'm worse than they are. I don't understand what we're learning. I don't understand the questions. I don't understand the text. I don't understand the answers. I am not connected to the friends. I can't connect with them. And I feel that others have long connected.
There's like a degree here that every time you don't understand how to really approach it. It's either you didn't do enough efforts or you don't feel it.
First of all, not enough efforts. And second, maybe you're hiding it from yourself so that you won't feel bad.
So how to discover it in myself and how to start discerning the values of the friends, maybe advertise it between us.
Look at how connected they are among themselves, how they help each other, how you are behind them, lagging, how they participate in everything, how they understand the text, they ask questions, I don't know. Everything. Just look at how much, how far ahead of them, of you they are.
It's really the eternal question, how to see.
The
benefits of the friends that you don't see them enough in the ten. You want to see that they're greater, but you're participating more. So how to emphasize their values and put it above me?
All the time being, you think you're better than everyone. Afterwards, you'll see that everything is the opposite.
Even the friends that aren't present, I'll see that spiritual quality that it's above me.
They will connect and show you that they are.
Can we think that shame is the spice for the will to receive?
Yes. Yes. Without shame, we wouldn't feel a special relation to the will to receive. We wouldn't want to get rid of it, to move on. There's some special confusion here. The created being is in this world, and he wants to obtain some connection with the Creator, and then it begins to receive some relation from the Creator to him. And from this he begins his path on correction, to rise from this world toward the Creator, toward the world of Ein Sof, of infinity.
Woman Rehovot 1.
Women Rehovot 1.
How do we develop shame towards the friends?
Between you. You have to talk more, to perform more activities, and then you'll start feeling each other and what is happening between you. Women have too.
The soul, before it's clothed in the body, it wants to bestow or receive?
Before it clothes in a body, it doesn't want anything, because its desire to bestow upon the Creator, it feels in it that it dresses in a body, and specifically through its clothing in a body. Next, Moshe.
We are in item 21, the headline, the wicked lose twofold, and the righteous will inherit twofold. 21. Come and see that the wicked lose twofold, for they hold both ends of the rope. This world is created with absence and emptiness of all the good abundance. And in order to acquire possessions, we need movement. This is known that profusion of movement pains man, for it is an indirect extension from his essence. However, it is also impossible to remain devoid of possessions and good, for this too is in contrast with the root, since the root is filled abundantly. Hence, we choose the torment of movement in order to acquire filling with possessions. However, because all their possessions and property are for themselves alone, and he who has 100 wants 200. It follows that one does not die with half one's wishes in one's hand. Thus, they suffer from both sides, from the pain of increased motion and from the pain of deficiency of possessions, half of which they lack. But the righteous in their land will inherit twofold. In other words, once they turn their will to receive into a desire to bestow, and what they receive is in order to bestow, they inherit twofold. Not only do they attain perfection of the pleasures and a variety of possessions, they also acquire the equivalence of form with their maker. Thus, they come to true adhesion and are also at rest, since the abundance comes to them by itself without any movement or effort.
Thank you very much to you, Rav. It is written, it is known that proliferation of movement afflicts a person. What does it mean, a direct extension from him?
The Creator is in complete rest, stillness. He doesn't have a deficiency for anything. That's why he is in complete stillness and wholeness.
Can I ask another question? That they're breaking is twofold because they're holding the rope from two ends. What does that mean?
They're not getting a filling in their vessels, and they're also not coming close to the Creator.
Woman, Hebrew 3.
Thank you.
Women, Hebrew 3.
Thank you, Rav. According to the text, what are wicked and what are righteous in the work?
Wicked is one who's willing to stay in his will to receive, righteous, that one to reach in order to bestow, in order that by that they can justify the Creator that created the world in such a way. Turkey 8.
Onlar topraktan da erdemler İki kat miras alacaktır diye yazıyor. Bu sözler kişiye iyi hissettiriyor. Bu egoistçe mi?
It says here that the righteous actually inherit twofold. So he says it feels so good, so isn't that egoistic?
No, it's not egoistic, because they're correcting their vessels with the intention to bestow. And in those vessels, they can receive all of the upper light in order to bestow. That's why they don't fall into in order to receive.
Gracias, querido Rab. ¿Qué es que los malos son destruidos con doble destrucción y los justos heredan el doble?
What does it mean that the wicked are broken twice as much and the righteous inherit twice as much?
That the righteous get twofold from the corrections and the wicked won't get anything except for a shattered vessel.
Shivron Shivram.
The shattering. PT
33. Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking, is the first shame that is toward our qualities compared to the friends is it shame from receiving, or does the shame from receiving develop afterwards?
When we start feeling shame from the beginning, but it depends what the shame is from. From not knowing, not understanding, not successful in the eyes of the friends, I'm in a state of not a good state, fallen, and so on. Until we start connecting to the Creator, and according to that, we can mark our states to determine them. And then all the states, by not being successful, I don't want, I can't, and so on, I measure everything towards the Creator.
She is adding, if it's shame that I'm inferior to the friends, is this shame from receiving?
No. You can ask any student in the first grade. She can also be in shame that she's less than her friends.
There's another question of hers here. It's from the text. I hope I can read it right. What does it mean that they are broken, that their breaking is twofold? If someone can help us. Yeah, their breaking is twofold. What does that mean?
It
means that they receive a double emptiness.
Yes, Rav. What made it okay for the wisdom to be revealed? Now aren't the masses still messing up the wisdom?
We came to a state, all of humanity, that we understand that our nature is evil and we can't correct ourselves, and we must advance to something true and right. That's why we're willing, supposedly, to accept the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Corrected in advance.
Yes, but in order to bring people into the wisdom, you have to explain it in a way that it's good for the will to receive, right? Otherwise, people don't listen to you. How can we skip this phase, this stage?
From people searching for the truth. That even if the truth isn't so pleasant, it'll draw them.
It's not clear. If a person is the will to receive, what does it mean that it's unpleasant, but it's truth and it's appealing?
A person is the will to receive, but if he wants to run away from it because he feels the evil in it, so it doesn't work in a direct way.
Okay.
Where are we?
Heider, a handmaid who is heir to her mistress. This is called a handmaid who is heir to her mistress, since the very power of the mistress, the control of the internality, is by the force of our wisdom and knowledge. As it is written, we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, the handmaid has stepped forth and prides herself in public that she is the heir of this wisdom. Know that this power of theirs is the chain by which they tie the legs of the children of Israel in the exile under their dominion.
Meaning that all the exile, that they grab us and don't let us advance on our path.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning,
The article invoke a question immediately when I listen to it. What is the secret of the Torah? Is the secret of the Torah faith in the Creator, unification with the Creator?
So the Torah,
the secret of the Torah is adhesion with the Creator.
Okay. And that is what is missing in the education that we need to bring to our dissemination to the public.
We need to come to it through dissemination. But what's the question?
I'm just seeking clarification.
On what? What's the question?
The question is, I want to be absolutely certain that what we should be disseminating is the correction of the world, because the world we have now have so many wrong teaching. If I look at Africa, for example, there are 2,000 religion, all sorts of confusion there. And we need to come to this point where we bring people closer to the Creator with 2,000 religion. And it's a mess. And the only thing I feel is it's a prayer for everything, because it's a mess. 2,000 religion.
I don't know. I don't think we need to get involved in that. There's nothing real in there. We need to go into human nature, which is the will to receive, and from the will to receive, explain to a person where it's worthwhile to advance towards. That's it.
Today.
Tov, nase Woman Moscow 6.
Women Moscow 6. Last question.
Thank you, Rav.
After reading such profound articles, you feel like you're even less than a grain of sand in this world. Who are we for the Creator? Are we like something to experiment on? Who are people?
Man is the son of the Creator. The son of the Creator.
If I may ask another question, I'm really troubled by it. What level of questions and answers do you have? What questions do you ask, and from where do you get answers?
I get answers just like the questions from connecting with you, from within you. That's it.
Ничего большего у меня нет. Я не хочу ничего большего.
I have nothing more than that. And I don't want anything more than that, because my role is to escort you on your path to the purpose of creation.
If I may, lately there's a very strong feeling of connection with you and between us. Is this really so?
Everything depends on what you feel. But actually, there's no such answer what really happens. What you feel is what